Test, test, test. All right. All right, but I said that my CF cards are right around 500 megs. They're actually slightly below the cutoff limit for this BIOS. So why am I going through all this trouble? Well, there's actually two reasons. First off, I actually have a stack of 2 gigabyte CF cards in the mail right now. And those ones are the same as these, where they're the Western Digital Silicon Drive. So I can tell you right now that these things work great, at least the 512 meg ones do, so I hope the 2 gig ones do as well. So those are a little bit too big. Stupid stickies. But secondly, even more important than that, is compatibility issues. As it turns out that these CF cards just working in this machine normally without any of the fancy software, it turns out these CF cards working directly with the BIOS on this machine don't quite like each other yet. I can't say for certain if this is the exact issue that these cards run into, but it's plausible, and it is something from, and this is a bit of an issue from this era. Essentially, I believe these drives are actually too fast for the way the BIOS was coded. You see, basically, when you send a request to write to a drive, when I was installing Windows 3.1, I was getting I/O errors trying to write to the drives. You see, when you try to write to the drive, that sends a request to the BIOS runs a little bit of code that actually pushes out the commands to tell the drive to store the data somewhere, right? And then there's a second command after that that says, hey, when you're done writing, let me know, that way I can return back to the application so the application can do the next thing, like the next block of data, the next file, you know, whatever it's doing afterwards. But you notice how I said that there's two operations there. One is to write the data, and then the other one is a request to say, hey, let me know when you're done. If you're dealing with a spinning hard drive, you have a mechanical head scanning back and forth to figure out where it needs to write. And then you have a second process, which is the disk spinning itself. It has to physically write the data on that track as it spins. And so that takes time. And that time can be measured in multiple milliseconds, which, you know, for us humans, that seems super fast. But in terms of computers, that's slow as hell, right? These CF cards, they're SSDs, essentially. I mean, literally SSDs, just in a different form factor. So they don't have the limitations of seeking to a track and then the rotation of that track to be able to write the data. They can write this data very, very quickly. And I believe what's happening is there's the command being sent to write the data, and then while that data is being written, on a normal hard drive, you know, that would take time, but on this one, it's done almost instantly. And then the second command is issued saying, hey, let me know when you're done, but the drive is already done before that second command actually even hits the drive. So then, since there's nothing pending to be written at that current state in time, the drive is sitting there like, well, I'm not writing anything, so I don't have any notification to send. And then the BIOS is sitting in a state where it's like, okay, I'm gonna have a countdown timer that if I don't get any, you know, if I don't get any confirmation within a certain period of time, let's say 5 seconds, I'm gonna error out and say, hey, something went wrong with this write. So because those two commands are happening in that specific order, the BIOS is just giving up saying like, hey, I didn't get that signal back saying that you wrote successfully, so I'm gonna think there was a write error and I'm gonna fail. And so back in that day, like, yeah, that's technically a bug in the BIOS, but there was no hardware in that era that would trigger that particular issue. But, you know, with me using these faster drives, that is a problem. So when looking at things like XTIDE, it replaces the BIOS calls that are used to write to the disk. And so those calls can be reversed, where it's like, the first call is like, hey, I'm going to send you some data, let me know when it completes, and then it sends the data. That way it gets that notification back and it can return back to the application instantly without any I/O errors whatsoever. And so because of that, like I said, I was getting disk I/O failures on these CF cards trying to install Windows 3.1 on it because of, I'm assuming that was the issue I was running into. However, using one of these, I'm not even going to get into that part. Let's pause there.